Merci, cher modérateur. Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. We've had to face up to the shameful spectacle of seeing the sacrifice of healthcare workers for 22 months now. Rotherham provided them the economic and social support that they require to work in decent conditions. Now, on that front, it's important to mention that the fighting against the pandemic has depended very much on the work of women because they make up 70% of healthcare personnel. The closure of schools also made it very difficult for the children of the most precarious families to face up to the pandemic, but also put a lot of pressure on women who had to face the burden of having to care for their families. Now, when it comes to the work and contributions of women, we've been incapable of providing support or fair compensation for everything they do. Now, COVID-19 has put the governments of the world to test, where so many of them haven't been able to respond even to the most basic economic, social and cultural rights. The lockdown measures adopted, for example, by the Colombian government to contain the spread of COVID-19 have led to a breakdown of the fundamental liberties of persons, not providing a universal basic income when it comes to the healthcare, abuse by the police and illegal activities. And these measures have significantly impacted the population, further worsening the crisis, in particular for indigenous persons, persons of African descent and peasant farmers in areas where there is a low presence of the state, lack of social services and poor access to the internet. On the other hand, it's necessary to remember that a small handful of companies monopolize the production of vaccines, and they are in charge of satisfying global demand. And the pandemic is seeing the effects of tens of years of the actions of the International Monetary Fund, and we're struggling to respond when it comes to healthcare. There's companies like Pfizer, for example, that are protected by intellectual property rights under WTO rules that makes it difficult, for example, to provide antiretroviral drugs to those suffering from HIV/AIDS. And by way of conclusion, it's important to ensure that, just like I said this morning, that public policies are implemented to improve the situation. And the fact is that the current system that we've been experiencing for 50 years does not respond to the needs of the world. And this was mentioned by the Cuban delegate previously, that despite the unilateral coercive measures that these countries are victims to, support has been provided, and not in military uniform, by the way, to control